This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Before November 24th, nearly every political expert agreed John Bel Edwards could not win.
Nobody believes a Democrat can win statewide.
Many of those experts gathered at LSU last week to quiz campaign insiders about how Edwards did win, and David Vitter lost the Louisiana governorship. Mary Patricia Ray with the Edwards campaign admitted it was a seemingly impossible task.
One of the first polls that we ever ran showed the governor-elect at, I think, 7 or 8% name recognition. And we, of course, all sat around and said, well, this is great. We have so much room to grow. The same poll that told us that nobody knew who we were also showed us that we had a very narrow but a very clear path to winning.
That path included the Republicans staying busy going after each other from the start. Vitter's Super PAC director, Joel DeGrotto.
My lane was to destroy anybody who was going to go try to take out David in the polls. It was kind of like every week we had to reassess who are we beating up this week.
Like whack-a-mole?
Whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. That's what I was thinking. But it was like whack-a-mole on a balance beam, you know, because it was like your hate had to be equalized.
Though many thought the Prostitutes Over Patriots ad was the winner for the Edwards campaign, Ray said Gumbo PAC's runoff ad, using debate footage from Jay Darden and Scott Angell, was the one that helped most inside Edwards' camp.
That was our favorite ad, and inside of our campaign headquarters, we would often yell, "A stench is coming over Louisiana." It was absolutely our favorite and cheered us up on some tough days.
LPB and WRKF are airing more from these discussions on December 16th and 17th, respectively. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group in Baton Rouge, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.